Local government messaging is in line with what the Texas governor had to say this week. We encourage you to wear a mask, but we're not requiring it. At a Monday news conference, Governor Greg Abbott used stronger language to encourage people to wear masks to mitigate the spread of COVID-19.
I know that some people feel that wearing a mask is inconvenient or that it is like an infringement of freedom. But I also know that wearing a mask will help us to keep Texas open. Because not taking action to slow the spread will cause COVID to spread even worse, risking people's lives and ultimately leading to the closure of more businesses.
Frequently washing hands and maintaining distance from others are recommended by health officials to slow the spread of coronavirus. Face coverings in public are too, but they seem to be more controversial. Here's local health authority Dr. Ron Cook on why he asked people to wear masks.
There are two things that stop this virus, and that's social distancing and facial coverings. And people just don't want to do that, and we need people to do that.
Texas coronavirus statistics have surged in recent weeks, repeatedly topping daily records. Key metrics of hospitalizations and rising active cases have some in the state concerned about what's next as we forge through the pandemic. State orders have superseded regional government for months, tying the hands of local officials across Texas, no matter what the coronavirus situation is in their area. Here's Mary Dan Pope on Lubbock's recent increase of diagnoses.
We expected our cases to grow, and I think it's been a little rougher than we hoped. But we've got to figure out a way to coexist with it.
Texas county leaders found a loophole last week, allowing masks at local levels. As of Friday, 7 counties have called on businesses to require masks for employees and customers. 6 of those counties are finding non-compliant businesses. Abbott told a Waco news station that local officials finally figured it out. Governments cannot require individuals to wear a mask, but they can require businesses to demand them. Abbott has made it clear that individuals should not be fined for not wearing masks. At Tuesday's Lubbock City Council meeting, the lack of repercussions was cited as a reason to not mandate them locally. Here's some of the conversation from Tuesday's work session between City Manager Jared Atkinson and City Councilman Juan Chattis.
Again, it seems to be a unique path as it relates to the businesses, but none of the orders that I have read on that public category, none of them assess a civil or criminal penalty, and they in fact state there is no civil or criminal penalty, and that matches the order.
They're just recommending, suggesting that they should.
In strong language, they're saying you should,
right.
But there is not a mechanism to compel it.
140 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 were announced Tuesday. It was the highest single-day spike in the 3 months since cases were first confirmed in Lubbock. City data shows over half of Lubbock County's 1,547 confirmed cases have been diagnosed in June. The recent surge has been attributed to people under age 30, who now account for almost half of total cases and the majority of recent diagnoses. Testing has also increased. The positivity rate was near 10% on Tuesday. A lot of cases are still under investigation, but most recent patients have contracted the virus after being exposed to a known case. Several bars have recently been identified as potential exposure sites. City Councilman Steve Massengale, who co-chairs the Lubbock Economic Recovery Task Force Committee, says the group meets Wednesday and will talk about masking.
I personally believe it is the one single thing that can protect us from the threat of COVID-19. Now, for these other counties that have found this window or supposed window in this very unclear order from the governor, I guess they're making decisions that are best for their community. We're going to pose that question to LERC tomorrow, and hopefully what we're going to ask them for is a recommendation to come back to the council.
Massengale says he personally has not heard from any local businesses who are for or against mask mandates. But as new cases continue to rise, he thinks they may be thinking about it differently than they did a few weeks ago. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.